Dad!
How's that feel in your ears, Mike? My bad.
That's the best.
Number one sports gambling show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs. I'll be steering this ship, this majestic beauty. Sitting in that chair, currently empty, but will not be empty in a few seconds, 2 minutes. Pat McAfee, he'll be here giving out his insight in this weekend's games. The man dropping all the nukes, the stats, the trends, the who's it's, the what's it. Kyle Gump Cathcart. Bubba Gumpino, how are you today, sir?
Good. How are you, Tony?
Feeling great. And on the line, our former NFL GM, host of the Lombardi Line, the GM Shuffle Pod. Sign up for the Daily Coach. It's been incredible lately. And writes for The Athletic. Michael Lombardi, how are you today, sir?
I am great. I couldn't be better.
Well, you're great because you're the only one that took the Chargers on this show last night, so congrats to you on there. I feel as if I got robbed on the under. I mean, if they would have made one of those field goals or maybe even just done anything correct, that would have been cool. Like, maybe if, you know, just end the game regulation, I would have had the under, so that would have been fun. Gumby, go ahead, Mike.
You're on this when Anthony Lynn controls your destiny, it's always dangerous.
Always dangerous. Mike, not that it hurt them, but Herbert threw the ball one time in the fourth quarter. I mean, he's basically your best player at this point.
I know. And, you know, this field goal kickers have been, you know, how many kicks does he miss? How many more times are you going to watch him miss? You know, I thought the worst call of the game was, you know, they scored at the end of the half to make it 17-10. They're controlling the middle eight, and they got a third and two at the Raider 45-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they run that inside zone into a packed look. Like, seriously, get the ball in your best player's hands. You need it. That was what was one of the most critical third downs of the game, because the game flipped there. If they score, make it 24-10, then Mariota's got to be a drop back passer, and we'll see what he can do.
Do you think the Raiders defense knew how many yards the Chargers needed to get a first down? Because they were just playing back and letting them have. They get to third down the whole first half, and then they just fucking let them have it.
And the cover two that they ran at the end of the first half.
I mean, they knew he was going to run Tampa 2. They just ran a bunch of Tampa 2 beaters.
They ran the back-to-back same play at the end of the first half to score a touchdown.
Just kept running Tampa 2 beaters. I mean, that's why it's maddening, because you can blame the players and say, well, we got to run better. No. Like, the Raiders' problem is talent. It's not the scheme or the coaching. It's they don't have very good players.
If Mariota plays half decent these next couple games, because it seems like Carr's groin injury is going to keep him out a bit, is he the quarterback for them next year? So that way they could cut Carr, only owe $2.5 million on dead cap, and then have their starting quarterback being paid $10 million.
They would be able to trade Carr. They could hold trade offers for that. I mean, they would get Carr would bring value. You know, whether you love Carr or you don't, the contract's a good contract, and you would end up – I mean, he could come to Indianapolis. And
No. Come on. We don't need
Carr,
that.
And that offensive line could do some damage. I mean, you know, if you protect Carr, he's pretty good. Obviously, I know there's issues.
Yeah, what about Matty Stafford? Like, let's get Matty Stafford. Would you rather have Matthew Stafford or Derek Carr?
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, me too.
Carson Wentz or Derek Carr?
You know, the way Wentz looks, I would have had Wentz in 17, but I would take Carr now. I think Wentz is broken.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because
everybody's saying he's coming to Indy. By the way, great to see you, Pison. How you doing, pal?
Nice to see you too, Patrick. I can't imagine that Chris Ballard's just going to jump in and say, please let me pay $50 million. But, you know, it's the Eagle fans. I mean, that's just the way they are. They probably think that the Colts are going to give them two number ones, plus take the $50 million on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the contracts, I mean, Derek Carr's got $19 million over $19 million a year for 2021 and 2022. Like, that's not.
It's $21 million, right? Isn't it? Is it 19?
It's 21 if you put in the signing bonus, but that stays with the Raiders, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes, it does. So it's prorated out. So
I didn't know that.
You know, like, and Frank Reich's on record of thinking that Philip Rivers has more than one more year left. So Reich's already talking about re-signing Rivers.
Well, good. As long as we don't have to, you know, be the quarterback hospital for people, I'd be thankful for that. You know, like, hey, you're broken. We'll fix you. Here you go. Here, come play football. Because we have an entire team already built. This, if Phillip Rivers, by the way, who knows what they go on to do, especially with that defense. You know, it's going to be tough in the AFC or whatever. But if Phil decides to ride off on the sunset, it's like, let's not just be like, you know what, that guy was good 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Let's get him back in here because we got a good team. It's like, let's get a guy. Like, we can get a guy. We have enough money to get a guy if we get rid of Phil and Jacoby, by the way. You're not, Jacoby isn't, by the way, maybe Jacoby's, but let's get a guy. Let's not worry about putting Humpty Dumpty back together who fell off the wall.
I agree. And they're one defensive lineman away from being able to really compete with the, I mean, if they get another guy with Buckner, they could really compete with the Chiefs.
You think that's where Ballard goes next year?
Yeah. They got to get another, that one more front seven guy. That's what they got to get. Man. You're not going to beat Kansas City collecting defensive backs and hoping you can cover and play Tampa. You're going to beat them by rushing them. It's the only chance you have.
I agree.
Hey, we got Saturday and Sunday NFL football.
Let's jump into
it. How good is that, huh?
Well, I'm going into the weekend 0-2 already.
Let's jump into it because I know you got to get out of here to New England in 15-ish minutes. Bills -5 at the Denver Broncos. Over under 49.5. Let's see where the money's at real quick. 62% of the bets are on the Bills. 82% of the money's on the Bills. Call me crazy. I kind of like the Broncos in this one, Mike. What do you think?
I had this as a 6.25 line. The line's spot at 6.5. We're now, what is it, 6 now?
Five and a half at FanDuel right now.
What is it?
Five and a half.
Let me put it in. Let me see what it comes out to.
Actually.
So it's a 1.5 wiggle room for me. I stay away from this game. If I leaned anywhere, I would lean towards Denver. I could see where the line's moving because I think Denver's hard to play in altitude up there, and their defense is good. I mean, they're not going to be able to just move the ball up and down the field on Denver.
You got the Bills coming off a huge Monday night win against San Fran, a Sunday night massive win against the Steelers. This feels like a spot where the Broncos could do something.
And Taylor Russellino's kicking for the Broncos. Let's not just rule out him boosting that squad's entire vibe going over there.
Yeah, that's.
Go on. What were you going to say? You were going to say something? Hey, Paizon is a former general manager. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been watching all these shitty kickers get opportunities this year. A lot of them. Guys I never heard of, and they just go in there and miss a bunch of kicks, and then another one comes in, and a lot of people have been missing kicks, whatever. This Taylor Russellino kid, 31 years old. This is his first chance he's ever had at the NFL, I think. He's so good at kicking them. He might have sucked before. I didn't know him beforehand. But 31 years old, what a story, dude.
It's unbelievable how these guys just, I mean, it's that if you don't give up and you keep bouncing and you keep improving, you know, I mean, they just seem to find a way. 31, that's older for a kicker to have to come in there. That's really remarkable.
He's still got a good 5 years if he wants 6 years, if he wants to really go. You know,
I mean, did you feel like your leg went on you at all? I never thought you lost your power.
I always had my power. I would have had to go through another rehab, though, because I had to do a knee surgery. So I would have had to go through another rehab. My power still there, by the way. I could go kick. Like, for instance, if this Buccaneers situation, which wouldn't be a situation because this wouldn't happen in a regular year, but if that protocol thing didn't have to happen when they were potentially out a punter and a kicker, I think if I didn't have to go through the whole protocol, which made it impossible, I would have sent a text down there and been like, hey, I think I could punt and kick. I can do one game. I could do one game for you at the current moment that I'm at. Still got the juice. Would have been awesome. But COVID protocols wouldn't have been able to make it happen.
It's a damn shame because that would have been fucking electric.
No, for one just game. 1 week down there, but the COVID protocols are why I would even have a chance. So it's a fairy tale world that we've all made up. But yeah, I think he's got another 5 years if he kicks well. Guy could have a job. We could see the turn of an entire human's life tomorrow with the Broncos Bills.
Yeah.
Okay. And he'll owe it to you. And a lot of hard years of work.
Yeah, to himself. He owes it to himself. I like the Broncos in that game, by the way. Even though I love Josh Allen, I'm strictly betting with Taylor Russellino.
The second game, the 8:15 game on Saturday night, the Carolina Panthers travel to Green Bay. -7.5 is the Packers.
Oh, before we get to that, in Colorado, if you live in Colorado and you bet the money line of the Broncos-Bills game, at least $25 for every kick that Taylor Russellino makes tomorrow, whether it's a field goal or an extra point, Bud Light and FanDuel will be adding $3 into your account no matter what. It's a bonus or whatever. So as long as you – what's that?
Pazza? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's only for Colorado bettors, though. So if you bet $25 on a moneyline game tomorrow on FanDuel in Colorado, for every kick that Taylor Russellino makes, they'll drop $3 bonus into your account alongside Bud Light. Shout out to them. Pick, kick, something. special.
Pick kicks, some special.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. So Taylor's going to make 10 kicks. Everybody's going to get $30.
Beautiful.
The late game that night. Carolina Panthers go to Green Bay. Packers are -7.5. Over under 52. Maybe the first over that I take all season long.
Really?
I don't see either of the defense stopping much in this game. Mike, do you?
No, I think that Joe Brady will have a good plan for him. We're at 7.5 here.
Yep.
FanDuel 7.5.
Yep.
You know, I think anything above 7, you got to take this game for me. Carolina, I think, has been really good at playing games close. They've had the ball against Kansas City on the road. They're 5-1, I believe, on the road against the spread. I think they do a really good job. The one-score games, as long as it's above a touchdown, I think I would take Carolina and Teddy Two Gloves here.
Jeez. Panthers 5-0 against the spread their last 5 road games. 7-1 their last 8 as an underdog. And then you also have the Packers 49-24-1 their last 74 falling in against the spread loss. I mean, battle of the Titans for numbers here.
Well, the one thing I will say that if you like the Packers this weekend, you'll get backdoor covered because the Packers will score. The Panthers can't stop anybody. The Panthers can't. I mean, the Panthers punt return unit is probably the most well rested unit in all of football. They can't make anybody punt.
Hey, that felt pretty good there. That was like super football guy joke there.
Yeah, that felt pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I can't because it's against my who I am as a human being. But if I were to take an over, this is the one. I mean, this.
What is the over on FanDuel?
52. 52.
Okay, I just want to put it in my thing.
Same as last night.
Oh, that over hit, didn't it?
Yeah, because it went to overtime.
That's going to get you every time.
That's going to get us every
both
time.
Both teams scoring in overtime, by the way.
That hurt quite a bit, too.
Overtime, not doing you any favors.
All right, because you got to get out of here, Mike, let's just jump right in the picks right now. You start.
My favorite pick on the board is the Niners and laying 3 to Dallas.
Me too.
I love it. I think I know Nick Mullins not very good. I think this is really more about Kyle Shanahan versus Mike Nolan. I think the 49er defense will play well against the Dallas team with their two backup tackles. I think that they'll run the football effectively on Dallas, and Nick Mullen may not have to participate. I think the line's a little light. I have it at 3. I don't know what FanDuel has it. I think it should be a 6.5-point line, so I love San Francisco.
It's at 3, and there's a lot of people that agree with you. 96% of the money is on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, did you have to ruin my bet?
That's the money, though, not the bets. We're worried about
only,
the bets.
Hey, only 62% of the bets.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. Continue.
All right. I like that one. I'm gonna take a shot on Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I have it as a 10.8 line. What does FanDuel have it as?
6.
6. I have it. Yeah. So that to me is a 9.5 wiggle. I think Atlanta has not played well. I don't think Matt Ryan's playing well. No Julio. Less than a touchdown, I'm going to take Tampa in this game. I like that. And then I think I'm going to go out. I think I'm going to take Philadelphia. I know everybody's on Philly this week, but if I get 6, I think it's a closer game than that. I'll take Philly.
6.5 right now.
Yep.
6.5. I'll take Philly on that one.
I like this, Mike. I like this.
You got some ingredients over here there, Gumpy?
The Bucs are 4. I
thought my 3.
Okay.
The Bucs are 4-0-1 against the spread as a 6 to 7 point favorite this year.
Oh, okay.
So they do
it's a nice little sweet spot.
Yeah, they
there.
Do well against the not so good teams. They struggle against the better ones. I'm gonna take the Vikings. I'll lay the points there. Vikings 4-1 against the spread, their last 5 versus the NFC North.
So you are going Bucs as well?
Yep. Home team in this matchup, 7-3 against the spread last 10. And the Bears 3-9 against the spread, their last 12 road games.
Oh, not good.
I'll lay the points with the Colts as well.
Oh.
Colts 4-1 against the spread, their last 5. 9-4 against the spread, their last 13 versus AFC South. And Houston 0-5 against the spread, their last five against Indianapolis.
Pat, what happens when they played the Texans 2 weeks ago and the Texans probably should have won if they didn't fumble on the goal line? Is there anything mentally going in with those two teams since they just played?
No, but I think you get Philip Rivers that gets a chance to kind of – he's kind of a veteran quarterback, kind of see something, right? I think that is something that helps out. Deshaun Watson might want a big bounce back game, get back game, but I don't know if they got enough ponies. I don't know if they got enough horses to keep up with the Colts.
They don't. The Texans defense is terrible.
I'm with Mike on the Niners, -3. Niners 7-3 against the spread their last 10 road games, and 16-7 against the spread their last 23 as a road favorite. Cowboys 1-5 against the spread their last 6 home games. This one, I got to take the Seahawks here.
I wanted to.
If Mullins doesn't throw the ball away, those turnovers, if the Seahawks don't throw the ball away, they cover that 6.5. Seahawks 16-4 straight up, their last 20 versus the NFC East. I'm also with Mike on the Eagles. Eagles 4-1 against the spread, their last 5 in December. Cardinals 1-5 against the spread, their last 6. 1-4 against the spread, their last 5. And 3-8 straight up, their last 11 in December.
Jeez.
And call me a sucker for this one. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs 9-4 against the spread, their last 13 versus a team with a winning record. Saints 2-4, their last 6 at home against the Chiefs. And 1-4 against the spread, their last 5 versus teams with a winning record.
All right. I will roll through here. Great slate there, Gumpy.
Great slate.
Thank you.
Proud of you, man. You. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, -3 as well. Okay. I'll kind of go right in that sucker bet there, I guess. I feel like they're going to want to prove something. Drew Brees coming back from a punctured fucking lung. Who knows how that whole thing goes. I like the Buccaneers, -6 against the Atlanta Falcons for all the reasons people say. Without Julio, I think it's a much different ball game. I like the Miami Dolphins, -1.5 at home against the Patriots.
Best team against the spread in football this year.
The Miami Dolphins, they fucked me over a couple different times this year. I like the Packers, -7.5.
Okay. Michael, do you have any thoughts on that Seattle-Washington game?
I would have to take Washington. I'm just not going to do it with Dwayne Haskins as the starting quarterback. I think that just, to me, that plays the turnover into effect, and I don't know how they can actually. I think Russell Wilson will move the ball on him. The other game that I may take Sunday morning that I'm really seriously thinking about is taking the New York Football Giants.
Against the Browns?
Oh, I was just staring that one down, dude. I was literally just staring that one down while I was making these picks here.
What do you think? We didn't hear you. Chiefs, Saints.
If I went anywhere, I would go Saints here. You know, I like the fact that 18% of the money is there. I would go Chiefs there. That would be the only thing I would think of. I would go Saints there. I hate to go against the Chiefs, but that's where I would go.
That line went down to -2.5 for about half an hour today, too.
But I think that line was always set that Brees was going to play. Don't tell me how they knew.
It had to have been.
Yeah, they were putting out rumors that his punctured lung was nowhere near being ready, like yesterday. And then this morning, they're like, Drew Brees is starting for the day. It's like, what? Literally yesterday, I thought we were no end in sight. I don't know how they know, but they do somehow.
Well, it's classic Drew Brees wanting to be the hero is what it is.
All right, I'm going Seattle and Washington.
Oh, his team needed him. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Seattle and Washington under.
Jeez,
here we go.
What do you mean, here we go?
No, I love it. These.
Washington's
love
these. Not going to score, and they got a good team. They're a great under team right now. Seattle played New York Giants, what was that, 2 weeks ago? Similar game here. Take the under. Jets and Rams under. Jets scored less than 7. So what, the Rams can score 40-something and I'd still be all right? Same as last week. And then Philly and Arizona have been two good under teams this year. Both teams like to run the ball. They got running quarterbacks. Their defenses are pretty good. So I'm taking Philly and the Arizona under. And I'm with you guys on Minnesota and the 49ers. Mm-hmm. And then the only one I'm not in agreement is I'm taking New England with the Belichick against a rookie quarterback. He's got 10 days to prepare because the last game was on Thursday and they're embarrassed. I like Bill in this spot against the Dolphins. Michael, I know you got to go. Thank you so much for your time today.
Monday, have a great weekend.
You too. Mike. I don't like the Patriots. I fucking hate the Patriots, but it just...
Everything says to take the Giants in that game. But I watched that whole Giants game last week, and man, did they stink.
Dude, their offense is bad. But Cole McCoy, dude. What about Colt? What about Colt McCoy?
I don't know.
Well, it is Freddie Kitchens' revenge game. What's that make? How's
Browns
that make
are 2-10 against the spread their last 12 road games. 0-6 against the spread their last 6 as a road favorite.
How's Freddie Kitchens' revenge game make you feel?
Fucking terrible about it. Get me out of here. I almost bet the Browns. Like, I was literally staring at it. I was like, I'll bet the Browns. But no offense to the Browns, they win a lot of games. I don't know. I feel like at some point they might, you know, they just lose to the right. Probably good bounce. I might take the Browns, actually.
The public scares me on that one.
Are they on the Browns?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
It's
but look, I just put it out there. So now if they end up winning, I'm going to feel
74% of the tickets and money.
Oh, I'm out.
Going to Browns. It went from -4 to -6.5. Is that what we got it at? Or six?
6.5.
Giants have been my squad, too. They've made a lot of money. I won't bet against them.
For Survivor, it's Gump, me, Connor, and Ty. So Connor and Ty, if you could come in. Gumpy, who do you like for Survivor this week?
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Down to -2.
Hey, congrats, dude. Keep it going. Who's all left?
Me, Gumpy, Connor, and Ty.
I'd love to see the Chiefs just do a number on the Saints.
I think they will, but uh-huh. I picked it, didn't I? Right? That's one of my picks, sir.
Yes.
Drew Brees coming back.
Oh, my God. Drew Brees, by the way, a hero. A lot
what are you standing like that for, dude?
I don't know. I was just trying to listen. Who'd you take for the Survivor?
Chiefs.
Okay. I am with Lombardi here. I'm all over the Niners. The Cowboys stink. Niners -2 feels great. And I'll see you guys next week. All right, come on.
You got any parlays for us today or no?
No parlays, but I do like Kamara 2 touchdowns just off the top of my head. Yeah, because Drew's back. And T.Y. Hilton again, 2 touchdowns. Let's go.
2 tuds.
Let's go.
Against Houston, he always dominates Houston.
Always dominates Houston.
And he's hot again. He's hot. That's a great bet, awesome, Connor.
Ty?
I'm going to take the Packers again at 6.5. You know, they've been sitting on that the last couple weeks. It's been nice riding them. Also, we said it earlier, Iowa is catching points this Saturday in South Dakota against Gonzaga. Do whatever you – Zags haven't practiced in 14 days. The Hawks are going to fucking slaughter.
By the way, this is basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Iowa football can't play.
Iowa football can't play.
And they're done.
They are dead, yes. It is a basketball school. We're switching our attention now. So.
And wrestling.
And wrestling.
Is wrestling done? Probably with COVID. Can't be wrestling.
Oh, shit.
No. There's no way COVID wants any part of that mat, dude.
No way. Because ringworm that's probably ringworm's beats mat. Out COVID. Yeah. Now that I think about it. And Iowa fucking wrestles. They'll wrestle COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, they will.
Probably already have. And one.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take, let me look at my picks here. I'm going to go with Minnesota -2.5.
Ooh, Tony.
Oh. Cross that 3-point line there.
That's a big one.
Hey, good luck, dude. You need to win this one.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? This is the first time I haven't been around to the end. I kind of feel weird.
It does feel weird, doesn't it?
It's weird to be out of it. But you know what? Who won it last time? Mitt?
Mitt.
Fuck.
You, Mitt, and Nick have won.
Well, the thing about Mitt is...
He's a savant.
Well, that was... He kind of forced me into it because it was like two weeks, right? It was we were kind of prolonging it,
yeah.
And then he took the
It was over with.
Yeah, it was a pity.
Yeah, exactly,
it was a pity.
But hey, congrats to Mitt.
Yeah, congrats to Mitt. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, congrats. He knew he was playing. Way to go, Mitt.
Mitt was long conning everybody.
Mitt, your mic was muted, dude.
Looks good.
Mitt, what'd you say, man?
Nah, geez,
still muted. That's Jay. That's Jay killing
that boy, Jay.
Oh no,
Gump, you got any footy picks?
Yeah, I got a couple here. Real Sociedad, moneyline +110 in La Liga against Levante.
Here we go.
Real Sociedad has lost 1 of 11 in all competitions, and it was to Barcelona. They're being undervalued due to drawing their last 3.
What?
Levante has won 1 in 10.
Wow.
Another great value here. I got 2 EPL games here. Everton, draw no bet, -128 against Arsenal. Arsenal haven't won in 6, and they've lost 3 of 4 in the EPL.
Boom.
Everton's lost 1 of 5 in EPL, won 2 straight against Chelsea and Leicester, 2 very strong sides.
Very strong, those fucking sides.
And they're going to keep giving this to us. Tottenham at home at +105.
Wow, Tottenham Hotspurs out there. Need a big bounce back
bounce
game.
Back.
Number 2 in the EPL.
Bounce back after a draw and a tough loss to Liverpool. I like them getting plus money at home to win here.
Okay.
Against Leicester, right?
Yeah, Leicester got dog walked.
All right, I got some college football picks. Tonight, UAB at Marshall, under 43.5.
All right.
A couple good defense there.
Okay.
Oregon and USC in the Pac-12 championship. Give me Oregon +3.5. Gumpy hates that pick, by the way.
USC minus three. I don't like Oregon.
So you're taking USC?
Yeah, I like USC.
You didn't see the Oregon Bowl last night, dude, and you don't like them?
Oregon hasn't played well this year, no.
Whatever, dude. They're in
the, yeah, but dude, they got Marcus Mariota starting again.
Yeah. Just tomorrow, Oregon, Northwestern, yeah. Ohio State under 56.5 because that's going to be like 47-7. With that thing, I should probably take Ohio State, too. Texas A&M.
Oh, can I make Ohio State one of my picks?
Sure.
Ohio State minus whatever.
19.5.
I'll take it.
I got Texas A&M minus 13.5 at Tennessee. They got to impress tomorrow, so they're going to blow out the Vols.
Yeah.
Air Force minus 2.5 against Army. Oh. I wanted to take the under, but it was 36. Two triple options team. Well, I mean, last week Army-Navy didn't even get to 17 or
Fog
whatever.
Bowl.
It was like 7-0 or like 3-0 or something.
Fucking best game Toby's watched in years.
I'm going to take Notre Dame plus 10.5. I think that's just a lot of points. Yeah. That's a lot of points against Clemson and that defense. San Jose State plus 6.5 against Boise in that championship game. And then Tulsa at Cincinnati. Give me Cincinnati minus the 13. They got a pilot on there, too.
Yeah, Cincinnati's going to do that.
What do you think about Rutgers getting points?
Flip a coin. I don't know if they're going to try or not. So I can.
What do you mean?
Rutgers going to try.
Shiano Man?
Rutgers is going to try.
Against Nebraska?
17 degrees out there.
Shiano Man, they're covering machines out there.
Who's home and who's away?
What's the over-under?
They got Rutgers at home.
What's the over-under on that? It's going to be fucking freezing.
Well, dice tell when you take the away team.
You go against Shiano Man at your own accord, my friend.
What's the over-under on that game?
The over-under, 52.5.
Feels like the under is probably in play for that
game. Because it's chilly outside?
17 degrees, yeah. That's chilly, dude.
That's very, very
chilly. That is chilly. They're not even letting the commentators go to the building.
Everything hurts, though. Play defense hurts in the cold, too.
And offense. Skill positions do not want to get hit. I mean, nobody wants to get hit.
No, no.
The under, I'm hitting the under for that.
I like that.
We got anything else? Anything else, boys?
I got a buttload of
I got a Super Bowl.
College basketball.
Oh, yeah, you did, my
I'll
bad.
Tweet out tomorrow.
No, hey, you need to follow along with his college basketball, though, at Bubba Gumpino. Do you do it on the Hammer Down?
I'll start doing it on there. I'll make a graphic for it.
There you go.
I don't know if you have to do all that. You're not a graphic designer. You could just put them in there, though, can't you? Yeah. How many games? Do you do too many games and not enough characters?
No. I like to do reasoning in a thread, but I'll just tweet them out.
Oh, I saw you getting after it with somebody because you gave out why you do your picks. And then
I just like to give some information. Then the people can decide if they want to do it or not.
Well, why are people that, coming after you, though?
Well, a couple tough days, losing days in soccer.
I used to do that, Gumpy, but you know, people were spoiled pricks. So
well, guess
them.
What, Tony? We got Union Berlin right now up 2-1 on Dortmund.
Pat's Super Boost.
Yeah, that's a good one this week. Yeah, 7-point teaser.
Make sure you get in by Saturday because there's a Saturday game in there.
There is a Saturday game.
There's a Saturday game.
You need to get in there relatively soon.
It's a 3-team teaser.
Mm-hmm. 7-pointer.
7-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Bet 50, you win $85 plus 170.
Mm-hmm. Packers have to win. That's it.
Lock.
Titans have to win by 3.5 against the Lions.
Lock.
Colts just have to win against the Texans.
Lock.
Or they can tie, actually.
Yeah, because they're getting a half a point.
Ooh. I thought that game was going to end in a tie last night. I thought that would have been beautiful.
It would have been awesome.
Anthony Lynn kicks a field goal on 4th and goal to get the tie.
Would have been good for you guys. I would have split 1-1.
I can't believe those plays they fucking did. You got a chance to end the game in overtime, and you run the ball up the gut twice, and then you throw a ball that doesn't even get to the fucking end zone with Waller.
What are they doing? What's Sean Gruden doing?
$10 million. That's $10 million bucks a year for that.
You think he's trying to sabotage?
I think the Raiders are in a bad spot. Yeah.
I think John Gruden needs to go back to Monday Night Football. Yeah. I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but fucking hey, he was awesome in Monday Night Football.
Breaking news and huge for you guys and your pick. Saints rolled out wide receiver Michael Thomas for Sunday's game versus the Chiefs.
Yeah,
that's what we've been saying this whole goddamn time.
Weird, he got hurt. Wasn't he hurt before when Drew Brees was playing too?
Oh, Drew.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, he was out 2 games just for random shit.
Came back when Taysom Hill took over.
2 games were for random shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
He had the injury and
not
the
The plot thickens.
Whoa. Does Michael Thomas hate Drew Brees? If Taysom Hill's out there, we'll play.
Did off-season comments ruin this team?
Is he okay? Are the Chiefs going to win by 21?
Is Drew Brees not the hero people think he is?
Is that Saints defense that we thought was so goddamn good that gave up a lot of yardage to Jalen Hurts last week, are they potentially checking out because they know what's going on the offensive side?
Will the Chiefs ever cover a game again?
Every week, I bet on them.
This one feels like.
Randy Moss said, I'm the best receiver ever. T.O. is second. Jerry Rice is third or fourth, dude.
I wouldn't argue.
Oh, another Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah,
San Francisco. He has a chance to break Jerry Rice's receiving rookie record with the Niners. Look for him to have a big day.
And Justin Jefferson broke Randy's, right?
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out, Justin Jefferson. Gritty, dude.
Okay.
Oh, there was a I had a stat here.
It better be fucking good.
Dude. It was very good.
Yeah, because we're about done.
Yeah, we're about done.
Show's about done. I literally haven't stopped talking for the last 4 hours. 4 hours and 10 minutes at this point.
So favorites this year are 93-103-1 against the spread. But things have changed. Last week, favorites are 10-6 against the spread, and home favorites were 5-2.
Oh, the tide has turned, you're saying?
Because a lot of teams need to win now. Those dogs, they don't need to win no more.
Oh, puppies aren't that's good for us.
Absolutely.
That's good for us.
Saying the pups aren't trying as hard, huh?
Yeah, the pups going to the fucking kennel, dude. Let's go. They got off season coming up.
You heard it. You heard all the picks. Follow us at Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much. Hammered
Down.